Well, boys and girls, if you can turn to our reading this morning, it's in the Song of Solomon, chapter 2 and verse 15. We haven't so many boys and girls with us this morning, but surely one or two can look up the place and get it for me. And I wonder if someone can read this little verse. It's about foxes. Foxes. We're not actually going to talk about foxes, but then preachers do that. They turn you to the Bible, they read a verse, and then they talk about something quite different. All right, we're going to have Song of Solomon chapter 2, 15. Who's going to read it for us? Come on, let's have your hands up. If not, I'll just point you. Ah, good girl. You always come to my rescue. And we'll have you after, son, okay? Right. Good. You read it as well. Thank you. Right, that's good. Now, if you won a prize in last competition and you didn't get it last Sunday, then there's something for you. And if there's not something for you, you see me at the end of the service and I'll make sure there is. Perhaps one or two of you did put in your names and you didn't get a prize last Sunday. All right. Now, I'm going to show you something I very carefully drawn. Sometimes I just scribble it before I come, but I took my time over this, spent a lot of energy on it, and it's the most accurate representation you could possibly get of this creature. I have some experience of this creature, but I'm going to show you it now. Got a very posh name. Hope you can see it up in the gallery, can you, all right? There it is. It's called Culicoides impunctatus. Isn't that a wonderful name to have? How'd you like to be called Culicoides impunctatus? And the teacher's calling the register at school and she says, is Culicoides impunctatus here? And you've got to say, present, miss. Very long name, isn't it? For this creature. I wonder if anyone can guess. When I say anyone, I mean start with the boys and girls first and then we'll go on to the grandmas and grandpas eventually. And here's a man, get his hand up now. His brain is really working this morning. He's not only read from the Bible, but he's going to have a guess. Right, son. Well, it is a fly in a way, so you're not wrong completely. In fact, you're very near it, so don't despair about that. You're on the ball, son. Right. Anyone go a bit nearer than that? Now, I see two people smiling because they've been in the land from which this comes. I don't know if they were troubled with it at all. That's Cecil, right? You catch fish with it. Right. Well, I don't know if you could, but that's another guess. We're in the right area of life, right? Yeah, you're getting very near it. Okay, she said mosquito, so we'd have a fly, you catch fish with it, mosquito, Culicoides impunctatus, very big name. It comes from Scotland. Are we getting any nearer it? It's a Scottish story. Any nearer it? Right. Nobody going to guess? Well, it's simply... David going to have a guess. Did you say Midge, son? Good. Did your mummy tell you? No? Well, okay. Right, we'll cover that up quickly. Right. It's a midge, that's right. It's a midge. Now, this midge, of course, is much, much larger than the Scottish Highland midge. It's many times bigger. But if you just put your fingers like that, and just as closely as you can almost get them, and just see the daylight through them, that's about the size of a midge. Sometimes they grow a wee bit bigger, but not much bigger than that. Culicoides impunctatus. I like that name. It's great. I could say it all day. But, you know, there are fearful things. Fearful. Let me tell you something interesting. And this has a bearing on my main sermon this morning. The males are harmless. It's the females that bite. All right? That happens very often, doesn't it, boys? It's only the female midge that's dangerous. The males are totally harmless. And I'm told that this female midge, once it sets out looking for its dinner, can bite up to 3,000 times an hour. That's a lot, isn't it? That's every other second it's giving you a good whacking bite wherever it lands upon you. and it's done a tremendous amount of damage. It's only, put your fingers, will you just put your fingers together, will you? And just try and close them as much as you can, just so that you can see light through them and no more. That's the size of a midge. And yet, you know, it's caused tremendous damage. Not so very long ago, a lady went camping in Scotland, and a great crowd of these female midges attacked her. They attacked men, of course, as well. And she had to run away out of her tent, and she spent the whole night standing in a loch up to the neck in water. She was scared to come back into her tent, and she felt that was the only safe way to spend a holiday. Imagine spending the night standing up to your neck in water. Then there was a football match. I know some of you boys like football. There was a football match a while ago, played by Fort William. They were playing another team. And the score was 0-0. A very tense time coming up to the end of the match. And the opposing team came running in towards the Fort William goal. And they were passing the ball to each other. And they passed it to their best striker. And there he was, moving in towards the goal. And to their astonishment, the goalkeeper ran out the goal mouth, howling his head off and clapping the back of his neck. He'd been attacked by the midges. And I'm told, you know, that in the forestry industry in Scotland, 20 days a year are lost through midge bites. Those little creatures, they cause a terrific amount of trouble. Have a look at them again. Will you just close your fingers and just have a look? See, look, just enough daylight. That's the size of a midge. And they can cause the team to score goals. And they can cause a lady to spend all night up to her neck in water. And they can cause forestry workers to be off for 20 days in the year. And they've tried all sorts of things, you know. They've got a midge-proof vest that doesn't work. And they've also got a little thing you can get called a sonar midge repellent. It makes an awful sound. And the worst thing is, the more you sound it, the more the midges seem to come. Nobody can defeat those little midges. You see, boys and girls, the whole point is this. Sometimes the smallest things can give us the most trouble. They're tiny things. They're not big things. We've been looking at the midge this morning. We've been closing our fingers and just trying to get enough daylight through finger and thumb. That's the size of a midge. And yet, look at the trouble it causes. That's what the Bible tells us all the time. It was in our verse. This time it's not talking about midges, it's talking about foxes. And the wise man says, take the little foxes that spoil the vines. And of course, when the vineyards of old were growing, sometimes little dogs, little wild dogs would come along and they would gnaw away at them and spoil them. You know, boys and girls, sometimes we have something in our life. It's a sin. Maybe it's jealousy. Maybe it's lies we tell. Maybe it's just something we take like a pencil or a rubber or a sweet. And we say, that doesn't matter. That's tiny. That's just a wee, and we even sometimes go like that. We say, that's just a wee sin. But you know it's a sin. And as long as we allow that in our lives, it spoils our lives. Sometimes we think we only bring our big sins to God. And sometimes we think, well, I never commit big sins. I have never murdered anyone. I've never broken into a bank and stolen £1 million. Do I need to come to God to have my sins taken away? Yes, we do. For even these tiny, tiny, tiny sins can spoil our lives for the Savior. And there's a lot in the Bible about little sins. So let's make sure that each day we come to the Lord Jesus and we say, Lord Jesus, forgive all my sins, even the ones that seem small and the ones that don't seem very important, because I know if I allow them to continue in my life can be spoiled and I will not be able to serve you as I ought. And perhaps you've come into church this morning and you're a little sinner. Don't mean you're small in size, but the sins you commit, you think, they're not really important. They're not great. They are. because they come between you and God and they spoil your fellowship and they spoil your life. So come with these little sins to him and he will forgive them and he'll make your life something clean and worthwhile for himself. So remember the story of the midge, will you? I'll not ask you to say the name again. It's too big, isn't it? It's too hard for a little creature, but what a trouble that little creature causes you.